Amen. I know we all received the good news last week of Sister Amaka and Brother Eugene. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. We're going to pray for that family that the hand of the Lord might be great upon them. Amen. Praise God. Can we agree on that? Yes. Father, we pray for Brother Eugene and Sister Amaka and their children. Father, we bring all of them under your covering. And we rebuke the enemy concerning these ones. For your word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. In any way the enemy is trying to touch them, they bring any kind of trouble, Father, we rebuke the enemy. We ask, oh God, that your hand will be mighty upon them, that this addition to the family will make rich in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We turn around every situation surrounding them. By the unction of your spirit, we command a turning around of any situation, of any planting, of any intention of the enemy concerning this household. We turn it around in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father and our God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We have Sister Lucy's sister. Sister, please, can you come? Praise God. We may not all know her. That's Sister Lucy's elder sister. We were praying for her here, you know, some time ago when she had to go for surgery, I think twice or so. Yes. So she's here. She wants to thank the church for standing with her during that period of travail.
Praise the Lord. I just thank each and every one of you. And not only that, I just thank God that my sister is a part of this fellowship. Because it was like I have one sister, but she was like 10 people to my life. I had this challenge for the past 6 years, and she has been carrying it on her neck in a way. Even I have to go to India, she went with me, and this time around, one of my junior sisters said I should come and let her see what is really wrong with me. So when I get there, they say they have to remove this thyroid gland. And the figure they were mentioning was so much that I couldn't even imagine having that kind of money. So when I told her, we are all disturbed anyway, and everybody was thinking I had to contribute the money. So one day she just got up and said, let me get ready, we are going somewhere in Aba. I said, Aba. I said, I'm preparing to go to South Africa, and I've been saving for almost 2 years to go to the South Africa. She said, no, let's just go to Aba and see somebody there. I said, just Aba. I said, yes. I said, for what? She said, I should just follow her. So I followed her, and as God would have it, when we get there, this was a missionary, a white man, an American. It's a Christian hospital. Just come down and he'll do some surgery. He will fly back again. And when there, we were able to meet this man. I've not been fasting, because when I fast, after some hours, I'll be useless to myself. So I don't bother fasting. So, but I found out that when we are there, they said I should not eat at 6 o'clock. I should not eat. I have to wait for the surgery. I told her, I can't do that, I've not been fasting. As if I fast, after some time, I can't get up. She said, no, that I will do it. I said, how are we going to do it? She said, we'll just be reading the Bible and be praying that if I know it, I'll do it. So we are doing that. I could stay till 5 p.m. I said, I didn't know I could do this. So she was just calling people. I said, why are you telling everybody that we are here? She said, these are my backbones. I said, I said, what do you mean? Say that brethren. I said, you don't have to tell people where you are. She said, no, that my brethren, that is safe for me to tell them. that my backbone, so I know who I'm talking to. So we continue, and my blood pressure was very high, and the doctor said he can't do anything with that blood pressure. So at this stage, I have to phone my brother-in-law and say, please eat, I am leaving this place. I can't stay here anymore. He said, no, Shinyere, just give me one more day, just one more day. And that day, I was very angry for money. I was angry with her. I was angry with the husband. I was angry with the environment. So but this doctor and I came, my sister said, just check her blood pressure. Let's see. And the doctor checked my blood pressure. It was 120/80. The doctor said, this is a miracle. I started laughing because I have not seen it like that for years. I said, okay, let this miracle continue to tomorrow because I will leave this place. It doesn't continue to tomorrow. She said, stop confessing like that. I said, I've just told you. So I said, the way I was talking to her, she said, are you angry with me? I just muzzled up and said, no, I'm not angry with you. But I'm angry with the whole situation I'm going through now. So, but as God will have it, I just know that it was God. It was God, and God really heard the prayers and the love that was coming from this fellowship. Even after the surgery, the way I got myself, I had my strength and everything, I know it was God. I know God intervened. So I just don't want to be like that leper that didn't come to say thank you. I said, let me come and thank all of you. I don't know the people that are praying for me, but I know that all of you are praying for me. Majority of you are praying for me, and I cannot... If I could go to everybody's house one by one and tell you thank you, and even roll on the ground, I would do that. But I don't know your homes, and I can't just start doing that. I just want to thank all of you, and I pray that God Himself will reward each and every one of you. I just thank God for each and everybody that called my name to God in prayer in that period of my life. Even the figure we paid there was very minute. I could have been in debt now if I have gone to South Africa. Because one of my sisters was saying, I was saving 2 million to borrow you. This one said, I'm saving 1 million to borrow you. This one said, I'm saving 1 million to borrow you. So we just did the surgery with only 300,000. And I'm not owing anybody. So I just give God the glory. And I thank God for this fellowship. I just thank God for this fellowship. Praise the Lord.
Don't go. We'll pray with you. Praise God. Let's pray with her. Amen. We cannot stand.
Just want to thank you. Lord, because it's very, very, very clear. It's you that has done it. It's you that has healed her. It's you, O God, that she has come to thank. Lord, we join her in thanking you, lifting up our hearts of gratitude. Lord, we thank you that we called upon you and you answered us. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for this which you've done. Lord, remember your word as we pray to you. You say, whatsoever thing you do it well. So perfectly well. Nothing will be added. Nothing is taken from it. Do it so that men might revere you. We revere you this afternoon, dear Lord, for this thing you've done. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Father God, as we thank you, we ask, Lord, that which you have done in this life, you perfect it. It's perfected. Lord, this condition will not come back again. It will not come back again, dear Lord. Lord, you healed her. You will heal her body. You will heal her soul. You will heal her spirit. Oh God, you will open her eyes. She will see the Lord. She will see you. She will see your goodness in the land of the living. Oh God, she will know, oh God, the purpose. No, we know, Lord, when you do a thing, you are not a bad investor. You don't invest without a plan, without a purpose. We pray. And ask, Lord, that the purpose for which you healed her, the purpose for which you delivered her, the purpose, O God, for which you touched her life and you restored her, O God, Lord, will come to pass in her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as we rebuke the spirits that are speaking, the spirit, Lord, we know that there are spirits that are angry at this time. We rebuke them and we say, touch not God's anointed and do God's prophet no harm. We bless her out of this house. Lord, we bless her out of, Lord, with the abundance of the blessing with which, Lord, you bestowed in. We bless her. We pour it out upon her. We pour out the blood of Jesus upon her. Lord, upon her, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I say unto thee, be still and know the salvation of the Lord. For yea, I have seen all the afflictions and the travails that have gone through your heart. And yea, and I have come that I might comfort you and strengthen you. Therefore, stand still and know my salvation, and know my strength, and know my power. Yea, for indeed I am going to set you up on a higher place where you will see and that you will behold the workings of my power. Therefore, I encourage you to draw closer unto me that you might see what I can do in the life of a man. That I am able to change every situation. That I am able to change every condition. That I am able to do that which no man can do. Therefore, look up unto me. Let not no more your head be bowed down, but look unto me, for in me is the salvation, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we, because you are the great physician and you made the body, we pray for our sister today for a touch. One more touch. Let every role of the thyroid that was removed be restored fully in the name of Jesus. Create another thyroid and put it for her in the name of Jesus. Let every change in her body that has come as a result of this affliction, may it be reversed. We speak to you, be thou reversed in the name of Jesus, that this one will receive a new body, a fresh walking. You will rekit her, O God. Let your glory come upon this one in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Who is Machi? Okay. Praise God. You wrote it? Okay. She wants us to pray for her. She has pains in her tummy. Lord, we anoint our sister and we break the yoke of this infirmity. Whatever it is, Lord, let your lifeblood flow through her and make her every whit whole. In the name of Jesus. She believes in you. That's why she has said we should pray for her. He said that healing is a children's bread. We feed her with this bread this afternoon. And she will eat it sumptuously and be made every whit whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we extend this strength and power of healing unto every other one that is sick in the body, that is sick in this assembly at this hour. Hallelujah. Those that are not here, those that are here, we extend this healing power unto them, that every one of them will spring forth and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Machi. So we use her as a point of contact. The children made of... Do we have the time? Okay. Okay, call your... Don't worry, it's good. Yes. Where are the rest? All of you, you are going to tell me your role. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the wisdom, you know, that He has given to our children. You know, we have to bless them. They have brought an offering to the church. We have to bless them. Praise God. And I want one of the teachers to come and bless them. Are you one of them? Okay. Sister Nkechi and Sister Uche, can you come and bless the children?
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We bless you for our children. We appreciate you for the gift of having children, O God. We thank you because these blessings will make rich and will add no sorrow in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the teachings of the tabernacle that you have been teaching. And you have been showing us the meaning of what each piece stands for. Lord, this gift that we have brought to you today talks about the embroidery, the labor of love. We're asking you, O God, that you will bless everyone finger that has been put into making this gift. We ask that you will bless them, enrich them, enlarge their coast, O God. In the name of Jesus, may the significance of that which this stands for, O God, speak in their lives, O God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to insist to say that our children will not be lost. Lord, that which we are teaching them, O God, will be internalized. It will yield fruit. It will bring forth an increase in the name of Jesus. We surround them with your songs of deliverance. Lord, we fortify their borders with peace, with righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, O God, for you will teach their fingers to fight and their hands to do war with the enemy at the gate, O God. They shall not be afraid, O Lord God, to say to the enemy, be still. They shall not be afraid to speak to the enemy at the gate to say, get away, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We just pray, O God, that their talents, the gifts that you have buried inside of them, Lord, that they will harness it, they will bring it forth to the blessings of the church and to this generation, in the name of Jesus. We lift a voice, O God, against the spirits that continually come to say, I own you. We say today that you do not own this ones, for they have been dedicated unto the Lord. They have been given, separated unto the Lord. And therefore we say you have no portion in their lives. Whatever your symptoms, whatever your actions are, we continue to insist that these ones are vessels of righteousness. And the Lord dwells in them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As they resume school tomorrow, Lord, we come to pray that your hand will be mighty upon them, in the name of Jesus. My God, you said that we shall be the head and not the tail. Therefore, we prophesy, O God, unto this ones, that they shall indeed be the head and not the tail. They will excel in wisdom. Lord, wisdom spiritually and physically. My God, you will give them critical thinking minds, O God. Lord, before the teacher arrives, they know the answer. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall not be like the children of the world. My God, you will speak to them in the spirit. They will see, O God. They will understand, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the issues that they have had last term, that they were not able to overcome, we come to strengthen them this term, O God, and we say that they are overcomers. We bless you. We say the Lord bless you, children. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we also pray, O God, our Father, that, Lord, you will engraft your laws in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, we pray, O God, our Father, that even also as they return back to school, my God, we pray that, Lord God Almighty, to each and every one of them, let grace be given, my Father and my God, even to bring forth these things that we've taught them, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we release grace for them, O God, even to stand out, my Father, and to shine forth as light, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree that, O God, for each and every one of them, they will not be ashamed, my Father, even to defend the faith that has been committed into their hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and our God, we bring the covering of your blood and of your name over them. And we decree and declare, Jesus Christ, that Father, King of glory, no harm shall come upon them. Lord, as they go to school, as they play around, O God, they will not be involved in any accident, either minor or major, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To continually suffer our children to come unto you every day. For of such is the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God will be formed in them, even in this tender age, O God. Hallelujah. They will teach them to travail. As Paul will say, that as you are travailing but until Christ is formed in you. Let this be, O God, upon these children. Cause them at this tender age to continually travel unto you, my God. In the name of Jesus, until the Christ be formed in them. And we remember your word has said that great peace, hallelujah, shall our children have because they shall be taught of the Lord himself. Lord, we pray that, oh God, even in addition to the teachers you have given to them, that you, our Father and our great teacher, we continually teach them. Hallelujah, Jehovah, my God, hallelujah, in the night, in the day, consciously and unconsciously, they will be friends with you. Hallelujah, you begin to teach them yourself by the unction of your spirit, which we pattern to them even as we pray unto them now. Or pray for them unto you. Lord God, do it for us and take your glory for every one of these children. Hallelujah. Both even the one that are unborn, we prophesy. Also, Lord God. Hallelujah, Yeshua Mashiach. Blessed be your name, O God, for our children shall be different from the children of the sons of Belial. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We just bless you because this prayer has ascended unto you as an evening sacrifice. Take all your glory. Hallelujah. For we know we have receive all that we have asked, even more than we have asked, because we prayed in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord, we pray for the parents. We ask that every one of us, even as we, hallelujah, parents are unto you, for you as caretakers, oh God, be diligent enough to live our lives as an exemplary for these ones to pick, in the name of Jesus. We gasp for grace and strength from the inner man to live. Hallelujah. Deny self. Hallelujah. My God, we have that self. Hallelujah. Might be crucified. Hallelujah. For every one of us, oh God. My God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will reign over all, even the God called self, in the name of Jesus. That indeed will be a living sacrifice, a living epistle. For all men to read, even for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray the same for all the parents that are yet to come to be. We prophesy for every one of us. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. One more prayer. While I think it was Brother Isaac, while he was ministering, somebody wrote in a text that said the church should pray for forgiveness. You know, from God, the children of Israel went after strange gods, and God delivered them into the hands of the Philistines. And the church has done the same. I think, okay, it was Brother Chichoke while he was sharing. So, and we should ask God for forgiveness. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we come to ask for forgiveness. We have gone the way of the Philistines. We have served other gods. We have left our God. And we have gone into agreements. And we have turned away. And we have done the things that you say we should not do. Lord, we repent this afternoon. Say, God, have mercy on us. By the ministration we have received today, Father, cleanse us, purge us, and make us anew, that we might obey you, that we might be indeed your children, that will not stray any longer, will not go after strange gods. Lord, whatever it means at this hour, Lord, to go after strange gods, God, deliver us from them. In the name of Jesus. We pray for our young ones that they will not go like Diana to spy the land, to search out how the people of the land live. But God, we be a people that are dedicated unto our God. God, we ask that you give us grace and grace in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There's a charge here. I don't know, the person didn't write his or her name. It has to do with the young brethren. He said that the young brethren should exercise caution how they use their cell phones while we're in church. Praise God. We can shut down these phones while we're in church. Nothing is going to happen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Even while I stood here, I could see what was going on. So maybe from next week, we'll learn to shut down our phones.
Praise the Lord. As he read out the write-up, I turned to my wife to ask if she wrote it. She said no, that she thought that I wrote it. But neither of us wrote it. The issue is that when we were coming, she was saying that the young ones should drop their phones at the gate and carry only their paper Bibles to this place. Because in the guise of using their phones as Bibles, they forget about the Bible and do other things. So we were discussing that, and suddenly this came up. I think God is saying something. Praise the Lord.
So it's possible to do that, except for those on essential duties. Praise God. The doctors are on essential duties. They can have their phones, but let's apply wisdom. Okay, the doctors are also not children. Praise God. And some of us are on essential duties. So we may not shut down our phones. But the young ones, it is important that you give your whole heart to God. There's a lot of distraction, you know, looking at your phones, being on your Facebook, while church is going on. Some of us are also guilty of this. So I think something has to change from today. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Is it possible that we can do that? No, not the elderly ones. The young men and women. Is it possible? I can't hear you. So we will enforce it. Praise God. We will enforce it. It is for your good. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray and break bread. Father, we thank you for the bread and for the wine. Thank you for bringing us to this point. You say, why we do this, we should remember your death. God, why we do this day, we ask that you release your anointing upon us. Anointing to do your will. Anointing to be obedient unto you. Anointing to move mountains. Anointing to lay hands and the sick recovers. Anointing to break yokes. God, anointing to go forth to share your word. Anointing to have compassion for those that are out there that do not know you. Lord, we receive this anointing for every one of us. And we pray that as we break bread and share the wine, Lord, that this power be released unto us in the name of Jesus. We also receive healing for those that are sick. Lord, we receive all the graces that you have given unto us today. Lord, we ask that you bless us. Bless the wine, bless the bread, as we share in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think this is from Buman, the wife. Father, we thank you for the drink and whatever that accompanies this. God, we receive with joy and thanksgiving. Ask God that you bless our brethren that have provided. May your blessings abound greatly upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Beauty has testimony.
Praise God, brethren. My voice is even enough. Praise God, brethren. His love has brought me out here. God's love brought me out. His love has called me out to this place. This morning, we woke up. My husband, Charles, he called me, say, Bra Charles, my husband. That one is later. He called me, are we not going to church? I said, you say now, is it only me that will say whether we'll go to church or not? He called Chidera. At that time, Chine Menum had already woken up and gone out to do something. He called Chidera. Chidera, are you still sleeping? He said, I've just woken up. It's okay, come and buy kerosene. Let's do small ironing. Chidera went. Charles has a particular place where he buys kerosene. So he said, go to that woman. She is owing me. Let her give you kerosene. She came back with the kerosene. And with what we've been hearing about kerosene these days, we have been afraid. So she came with the kerosene to our room where we were still lying down. And she said, Daddy, can I take it to the kitchen while the gas is on? He said, go on, go and pour it in the stove. Let me iron. So she took, as she was going, he said, come. He looked at the kerosene. He said, this kerosene is somehow, but go and pour it. She went, took the kerosene and the stove outside, at the back, to the backyard, poured the kerosene into the stove, and came back. She said, should I light the stove? The father said, yes. Time is going, let's go to fellowship. Immediately she lit the matches. What we had, we were still in our room, what we heard was boom. And the shout that came from the her voice and the boom was like me, I was fainting. I ran and I missed step. My husband jumped from the bed and we ran to the kitchen straight. Behold, there was flame, fire. The stove was on flame. Me, I didn't know what to do. So, but God, I think it's God. So Chidera didn't know whether to go out because the backyard was locked. She didn't know where the key is anymore. So what I did, I said, instead of waiting for the for us to open, look for the key and open the back door, plus the generators at the back. I said, darling, please, let's take it to the sitting room and then we take it out. And how he managed to carry the fire, I didn't know. So I am somebody that is, I can look strong physically, but in my heart, I am so weak and I started crying. I saw him carrying the fire. And the way I saw Chidera, she was shaking, and I was shaking too. So my husband carried the fire. And we managed to, remove the curtain so that it won't catch the... So he threw the thing outside. I think it is not by being careful or... Because we have been warning about kerosene. If they are at home and I'm going to work, I will always think, I say, in the afternoon when you people are ready to eat, please be sure that the gas is proper before you put matches or what. So there has been this fear in my heart, and today it almost, if not for God. So I don't know, when I came in this morning, there was a song, but I've forgotten the song. I think I danced from there to where I sat down. Please, I don't know, whomever loves me, join me to praise this God. Join me to praise God. I don't know how to thank him. Hallelujah. I don't know how to thank him. I am so grateful for what he did to me today. I am so grateful.
Amen. Brethren, it's like God spoke this morning. And that's a song I want to sing. Nkechi will help us and all the young brethren, Because that song was in my heart this morning when I asked her to go and buy that kerosene. But I said, let me teach them how to do certain things. Because now my transfer is very far from home. I have to leave early. So I said, let her do something so that they can learn. But I had a caution. Why? I said, let her go and do. But when she went and it happened, this song was still there. It says, come and make my heart your home. It's like I had God and I didn't want to act, on what God asked me to do. So please, join us. As I said, if you love us, join us. Sing this song. Praise the Lord.
Come and make my heart your home. Come and be
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The essence is that I want God to draw close for me, or I want to draw close to Him that I may hear Him more and understand that He is the one that spoke to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to make a prayer. Yeah, I want to pray for this place. There is something I saw at the gate and my heart skipped. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this premises that houses this fellowship. We thank you for them. We say, Lord, oh God, we have prayed about corruption, oh God. But Lord, concerning this place, they have made a mistake, oh God. This place will not be corrupted. It's not part, it won't be part of the things they will use to enrich their pockets, Jehovah. This school will never, never be closed down. Oh God, this school will never be closed down, my God. Oh God, my God, we commit the school to you. We commit the directors of this school to you. We commit the people, the children, everyone, oh God, into your hands, oh God. Father, any hand that will rise against this school, we bring them down, oh God. We shut them out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, it will be you a tool, oh God, in their hands to manipulate Jehovah in the name of Jesus. And we pray at the Christ afternoon, oh God, that they will make a confession that this school, they made a mistake to place whatever they placed in this school in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you and I bless your name that my brethren will have peace in their heart, Jehovah. Everybody here will have peace, this time will have peace, Jehovah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name I pray. You know, last week we were having a meeting and we are told that some schools will be closed down and that principal, they should not worry that this school will be closed down, that the students will come to their places for admission and so on. Amen. But this school is not part of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I've been transferred anyway. Praise the Lord. So GTC, Port Harcourt. Yes. GTC. No. The one inside Transamadi. GTC, yes. Yes. Cluster. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Now, as from tomorrow.
Are you the principal?
As from tomorrow.
Okay, I'm the principal of GTC. Praise God. It's a big man school, oh. Amen. Lord, we thank you for Brother Charles' family. Thank you for the great deliverance you wrought for us. That deliverance is not just for them. It's for the church. And Lord, we give glory and honor to you. And we commit all our homes into your hands. Lord, all our children into your hands, even in a time like this. God, that the afflictions of the enemy will not come upon us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for sparing us of this sorrow. Thank you for sparing us. Thank you, Lord. We just bless you. Lord, we look ahead and we pray, God, that no plague shall come near our dwelling places. That is your word. We give thanks and we give honor and we give glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rogan.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, we give God praise for the testimonies, the word, and the prayers that have been made here. Thank God for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, I had a dream, and I feel to share it so that we can be encouraged. Because I strongly believe that the mission that God has given is for every one of us. You know, naturally we believe that we need to preach with our lives. We need to preach with our lives, wherever we are. But with this revelation that I saw, I feel strongly that the Lord is also encouraging us to go. I forgot it actually, but I saw somebody in that revelation. As I was sitting there, he just came closer to me. I just remembered. And that is Bro Sonny's son. Where is he? This very one. Can he stand up? I saw him in the revelation. And he carried his Bible and other brethren. They were going out from house to house for evangelism. They were going from house to house, brethren. Thank you. So when I saw him, I was so encouraged. Brethren, we know that our lives are supposed to preach this gospel. But we need to also go out. I discovered that fear of the unknown or fear of maybe kidnapping is coming upon many God's people. But brother, can you just put Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16? Let's just take this scripture and encourage ourselves. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Before we get that, I want to also use the opportunity to bring the greetings of the brethren from the prison. They appreciate everything the brethren sent to them. They say, God bless every one of us in Jesus' name. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Brethren, it just encourages us. I feel that the young ones, including the old ones, who see this vision as a necessity, should stand up and move out. In your neighborhood, knock their doors. Because there is no time anymore. Do it for him. If you love him, God bless you.